Eminence, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, it is with great pleasure that I greet and welcome all the participants of the 23rd International Catholic Jewish Liaison Committee meeting here in Warsaw. I extend a warm welcome to all the Jewish and Catholic members and a welcome to our guests, especially to the representatives of the city of Warsaw, the representatives of the Polish government, the representatives of the Polish Jewish community, the Chief Rabbi of Poland, Rabbi Michael Schudrich, the President of the Union of Jewish Communities, Leslav Pieszkewski, and not least His Eminence Kazimierz Nitsch, Archbishop of Warsaw, His Excellency Archbishop Stanisław Gondecki, President of the Polish Bishops' Conference, and other representatives of the Catholic Church in Poland. I wish to express my special thanks to the Bishops' Conference for its cooperation with our Commission for Religious Relations with the Jews, for its cooperation with our Commission for Religious with the Jews of the Holy See, in helping to prepare this meeting. I greet also the supportive and efficient Jewish and Catholic co-workers who have committed themselves with such dedication over the last months organizing this conference. I am very happy that the ILC meeting is taking place in Poland, where it has never been held before. Our conference aims also at strengthening the bonds of friendship between Jews and Catholics here in Poland and offering inspiration for future cooperation. Reflecting on the history of the dialogue between the Catholic Church and the Jewish people here in Poland, we all become aware that the 20th century was tragically marked on both sides by the horrendous experience of the Shoah and also by the killing of Polish Catholics during the Second World War. The history of the Jews in Poland dates back over 800 years. For centuries, Poland was home to the largest and most significant Jewish community in the world. Poland was the center of Jewish culture thanks to a long period of churchly religious tolerance and social autonomy. This ended with the partitions of Poland, which began in 1772, and in particular with the discrimination and persecution of Jews in the Russian Empire. During the Second World War, there was a nearly complete genocidal destruction of the Polish Jewish community with the Nazi occupation of Poland from 1939 to 1945 and the ensuing Shoah. At the start of the Second World War, Poland was partitioned between Nazi Germany and the Soviet Union. The war resulted in the deaths of one-fifth of the Polish population, with about 3 million Polish Jews killed along with approximately 3 million Polish non-Jewish citizens. Since the fall of communism in Poland, there has been a Jewish revival characterized by a dynamic force which has given rise to many inspiring initiatives. Regarding the dialogue of the Jewish community with the Catholic Church in Poland, I wish to mention the Day of Remembrance, which has become known as the Day of Judaism, that has been held annually since 1997. An appeal read in Catholic churches for this occasion on January 15, 2015 stated, "The history of Polish Jews is an integral part of the heritage of Poland, which has a common home for the representatives of different faiths, religions, and nations." I am very grateful to the Catholic Church in Poland That is, Remembrance Day was introduced to foster at a deeper level the relationship between our two faith communities. In this context, we call to mind how much we are in debt to the groundbreaking efforts of St. Pope John Paul II, for he was the first pope to visit the synagogue, visiting also the state of Israel. We can look back with deep satisfaction on our shared achievements since our first ALC meeting 45 years ago. We can be very proud to say that with the 23 meetings of the ALC, we have reached a point of no return. Our friendship has become solid, firm, and I dare to say enjoyable. These ALC meetings mark the great progress made in Jewish-Catholic relations, which could not have been foreseen by anybody at the start. Over the last decades, based on the declaration Nostra Aetate, our relationship has changed irreversibly, not only for our own mutual benefit, but also for the good of all humankind. During the last year, we celebrated the 50th anniversary of the promulgation of this groundbreaking document. I personally had the possibility to participate in different events marking the golden anniversary of Nostra Aetate in the United States, Germany, Switzerland, Brazil, Israel, and in the Vatican. During the celebration at St. Peter's Square on October 28, 2015, Pope Francis referred to Nostra Aetate, stating, "Deserving of special gratitude to God is the veritable transformation of Christian-Jewish relation in these 50 years. Indifference and opposition have changed into cooperation and benevolence. From enemies and strangers, we have become friends and brothers." The Council, with the declaration Nostra Aetate, indicated the way, yes, to rediscovering Christianity's Jewish roots, no to every form of antisemitism and blame for every wrong, discrimination, and persecution deriving from it. It is my conviction that this anniversary contributed in a very particular way to fostering Jewish-Catholic relations. Following the Second Vatican Council, Jews and Catholics have sought a common path along which better mutual understanding has been fostered, reconciliation and cooperation initiated, and personal friendship consolidated. So we can be thankful to God, the Eternal One, who has made possible our success in dialogue and has given us patience and strength in deepening our mutual friendship. Nowadays, both of our religious traditions are threatened by a spirit of secularization that tends to marginalize our moral values that have their shared origins in the revelation of the one God. Whoever tries to cut off the religious roots is in danger of destroying our cultures. Therefore, Catholics and Jews have the common task of giving witness of the unique God who revealed to humanity how to live in the right relation to himself and to others. In the Catholic Church, we are grateful for Pope Francis, who is really nurturing positive relation with Jewish people, entering with them into a sincere dialogue of friendship. The Jewish people are dear to his heart, and he wishes to undertake steps that demonstrate his intention to nurture the relationship between Jews and Catholics. When he visited at the beginning of this year, on January 17, the Synagogue of Rome, he said, "Our relationship is very close to my heart. Over time, a spiritual bond has been formed, fostering an authentic relationship of friendship and inspiring a common commitment. In interreligious dialogue, it is fundamental that we encounter each other as brothers and sisters before our Creator, and that we praise Him, and that we respect and appreciate each other and try to cooperate. And in the Jewish Christian dialogue, there is a unique and particular bond by virtue of the Jewish roots of Christianity. Jews and Christians must therefore consider themselves brothers, united in the same God and by a rich common spiritual patrimony on which to build and to continue building the future. We all belong to a single family, the family of God, who accompanies us, protects us as His people. During his speech in the Roman synagogue, Pope Francis also referred to one of the goals of the Jewish Catholic dialogue, the deepening of its theological dimension. I quote, "Indeed, the theological dimension of the Jewish Catholic dialogue deserves to be deepened further, and I wish to encourage all those involved in this dialogue to continue in this direction with discernment and perseverance. The inseparable bond that unites Christian and Jews is theologically clear. The theological aspect is a priority for our Commission for Religious Relations with the Jews, which on December 10, 2015, published the document, The Gifts and the Calling of God Are Irrevocable, dealing with theological questions that have developed since the Second Vatican Council. Over the last few months, it has become evident that the reflection offered in this document have been well received and have become a starting point for further theological discussions. Our team here in Warsaw should therefore be discussed not only in a social or political manner, but in a particular way it should also encompass the theological dimension. When we speak about the other in Jewish and Catholic tradition, refugees in today's world, we should take into account the concept of the other in the Bible and consider the concrete consequences of these biblical dimensions in our complex world of today. The current refugee crisis, especially in Europe, is a reminder of the hate and war that persist in our world. We as religious people should foster peace, giving hope and love to those who lost their homes and are seeking shelter. May our encounter here in Warsaw be a positive and constructive step on the path of deepening our friendship. May it give a witness to the world of mutual understanding and respect. Only together, shoulder to shoulder, can we go ahead, blessed by the Eternal One. In this sense, I wish all of you a fruitful and rewarding meeting. Thank you.